James Edwards, the third of The Athletic, just came out with an article today talking about everything that he's hearing concerning the Pistons trade deadline rumors. And we got some more info on Bojan Bogdanović. We're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to give you guys a few fake trades that I've created from teams that it sounds like are interested in Bojan. You guys got to let me know what you guys think about it, if you guys agree with those trades, in today's episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast.
You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Per usual, I am your host, Kuka Hill. You can find me over on Twitter at Kuka Hill. I want to thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a five-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. We've talked about Bojan Bogdanović a lot on the podcast. We've talked about possibly trading him a ton. I don't think we've ever actually came up with fake trades, though, and put it on the podcast. And that's what we're going to be doing today, because today, which is January 16th when I'm recording this, James Edwards III of The Athletic posted an article, and it's titled What He's Hearing Ahead of the Deadline. He's posted a few of these. This is his most recent one. And I'm not going to read you the whole article because that would be kind of scummy of me to do, because it is behind a paywall at The Athletic and he deserves to, you know, get some for you guys to sub and, you know, get paid off of that. So I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but I am going to read you guys Bojan Bogdanović paragraph he had in here. He has a few players in here. He talked about Bojan, Alec Burks, Sadiq Bey, Nerlens Noel, etc. But I'm going to read you guys just a paragraph real quick from Bojan Bogdanović. And then from there, I'm going to show you guys some fake trades that I've created after reading this. So James says, quote, while Detroit has aspirations to be more competitive next season, Bogdanović will surely help make that happen, the Pistons are not opposed to moving him, league sources say. However, they're not anxiously trying to deal him either, as they value not only his on-court play, but the leadership he's brought to the young team. Per the league sources, the price tag to acquire Bogdanović appears to be, at the very minimum, an unprotected first-round pick. As the trade deadline inches closer, the sense is there is a decent chance Detroit's front office will get offered the pick it is looking for, which would then prompt the team to seriously weigh the risk and reward of departing with a known quality player for an uncertain asset. So before we get into the fake trades, and that's it, end quote. My apologies to have said end quote. But my takeaway here is exactly why I told you guys at the beginning of the year. The Pistons were going to play hardball. They were going to say, oh, we don't want to move them. We don't want to move them. And as you guys have noticed, if you guys have been keeping up, as the weeks have went along, as the months have went along, all of a sudden you're starting to see some softened stances by the Pistons. At first it was, oh, we're not trading them. Then you signed the extension. Oh, we want him for the future. We're not trading him at all. And then it was, well, if we get an overwhelming price, then we consider it. Then it was, okay, a lot of teams are interested. And now it's oh, they're not opposed to moving them, actually, if we can get a deal. So I told you guys it was just them playing hardball. I've always felt like that from the beginning of the year. I feel like they are going to move them. And I think them softening their stances every few weeks, according to the reports, kind of shows that they're playing hardball. They want to make sure they get everything they want for them. So based off that, I have created a few trades here. And there is one trade I just want to let you guys know. At the very end of the podcast, I have one for Sadiq Bey, just because he was included in this and there's a team that's been rumored to be interested in him. So at the very end of the podcast, I'm going to include one for Sadiq Bey. But all of these are going to be Bojan trades. I don't know if they're the most perfect trades. I don't know if every team would do this. I don't know if the Pistons would do this. But this is, I've just made some fake trades based off the teams I've heard that are interested in the Pistons or in Bojan Bogdanović, and just try to pick up something that I thought could work. So the first one was actually sent to me by one of you guys. His name is Don Mitchell on Twitter. I actually very much like this one. I have a few other ones I created, but this one was so good I really wanted to start off with it. And this one, let me move this out of the way for you guys watching on YouTube real quick. There you go. So this one is with the New York Knicks. And it's Bojan Bogdanović and Hamidou Diallo for Evan Fournier, Cam Reddish, the Detroit Pistons first-round pick get back, and the Knicks first-round pick in 2023. Now, just for all you guys watching on YouTube, you guys are going to see the trade says failed. It's simply because Fanspo just doesn't have it in their system that Bojan Bogdanović can be traded after the extension. they think he can't be. That's why all of these are going to say failed. So don't worry about that. They all would go through. So look, this is the idea behind this trade. The idea behind this trade, the biggest plus for me in this trade, is the Pistons are getting their first round pick back from the Knicks. And look, the Pistons are going to be able to use that pick in this draft. They're going to be able to, they're not like losing it this year to them, but they can't trade with it. They can't, you know, they're not flexible with that pick. So if something were to come around in the offseason, a player that they really wanted, they can't use their own first round pick because they don't own it. They don't own it right now. Now they could get like, you know, fancy with it. They could try to get really complicated with this number through this number you can have. But that gets way too complicated. I don't think teams would be interested in that. So the biggest handicap the Pistons have is that they don't have their first round pick. So getting that first round pick back from the Knicks, I think, is a really big deal. So they can then be players in the trade market with their own pick since they haven't been able to own it. And the protections on that pick go all the way down to, I believe, 2027. So the Pistons, until they convey that first-round pick, they're not going to really own completely their first-round pick, possibly till 2027. So I would really like getting that first-round pick back. Also, you're getting a first-round pick of the Knicks. Now, the Knicks are a really good team, so that's probably going to be in the back half of the draft, but still, it's a first-round pick. And then you're getting that first-round pick because you're taking on Evan Fournier's long-term contract, which is 3 years at $18 million per year. It's not the greatest contract, but you're taking that contract on so you can then get another first-round pick from the Knicks. So you're getting two first-round picks, one of them for taking on Fournier. And it's been said that the Pistons don't just want a first-round pick. They also would like a young player with it. And Cam Reddish, who has been out the Knicks rotation, who has been, you know, up and down with the Knicks don't seem like they're too big of fans of him. They're also trying to be a good team. And I feel like Cam Reddish has always been stuck on teams who are trying to be good. He's never been able to just be on a team that's kind of like rebuilding and allowed him to play through mistakes. He's always been on teams that are legit trying to contend, like the Hawks after his second year, I believe it was. They made the conference finals. The Knicks, they're trying to make, you know, deep playoff runs and stuff. So they don't have time for mistakes. I really like him. I think he's an intriguing young prospect. Is he for sure to pan out? No, but I think he's an intriguing prospect for sure. And he definitely qualifies as a quote-unquote young prospect that the Pistons would like with the first-round pick. So this one right here is my favorite trade of all the ones we're going to go over today. You guys got to let me know. And also, Diallo is included in this to make some money work. And you send him back home. He's from New York, so I'm sure he would like being around there. So that's why Diallo is included in this. But I like this trade, man. You're getting the Pistons' first-round pick back, which is huge to me. You're getting another first-round pick. So the Pistons really will have two first-round picks in this draft that they could either spend with or they could use one to move up. They could use one of them to make a trade for a legit player in the offseason, which we've talked about a lot on the podcast. Cam Reddish gives you that young prospect that they want to take a chance on. And then Evan Fournier's contract, while it's not ideal, the Pistons have a lot of cap space to be able to absorb contracts for picks of players that may actually be contributors. Evan Fournier isn't just trash or anything. He struggled a little bit. And again, his contract isn't the best, but it's not like he's awful. It's not like he can't play. Evan Fournier would 100% play for the Pistons. I think he actually could help them in next year when they, you know, they're trying to be a better team. So again, it's not the greatest contract. That's why you're getting that first round pick from the Knicks. I know Evan Fournier has been really bad this year, but again, just that's what happens when you take on contracts. That's how you get first round picks. So let me know what you guys think about that, man. Would you guys take on Fournier's contract to get the Detroit Pistons pick back from the Knicks and their own first round pick and Cam Reddish for Bojan Bogdanović? Let me know in the comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kukahill. When we come back, we're going to continue to go through some of these fake trades that I have created involving Bojan Bogdanović. Make sure you guys send me your fake trades too over on Twitter at Kukahill or in the comment section down below. That include Bojan, Nerlens Noel, Alec Burks, maybe even Sadiq Bey. Let me know what you guys got. If you guys have any creative ideas, I'll be sure to look those over. But we'll talk about all that when we come back. First, I got to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, Rocket Money. If your New Year's goals are to manage your budget better and save money, you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills, all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, like that streaming service you bought to watch that one show on, or that free trial that you've never even used, or like me, that multiple different gym memberships from just trying different gyms. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you, so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Simply find the subscription you don't want and press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long hold times with customer service or tedious emailing back and forth. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/lockedonNBA. That's rocketmoney.com/lockedonNBA, rocketmoney.com/lockedonNBA to stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way. So I want to thank you guys again for making Lockdown Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Lockdown Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. All right, so let's go ahead and get into some of these other possible trades that I have come up with. We have quite a few of them. Let's do this one right here. So I'm going to share this one on the screen with you guys over on YouTube. And I'm going to read this one to you guys on the podcast. All right, this one is with the Dallas Mavericks. So the Dallas Mavericks are a team that we've heard are interested in multiple Pistons. We've heard that they are interested in Bojan Bogdanović. We have heard that they are interested in Sadiq Bey. We have heard that they are interested in Nerlens Noel. Heck, they're probably even interested in Alec Burks. So I include the Mavericks on here. Now, I will say this. The Mavericks are one of my least favorite ones, but I would entertain it because in order to do a trade with the Dallas Mavericks, you're going to have to eat a contract. And I don't really want to eat Davis Bertans' contract. That is one of the worst contracts, in the entire league. And I would really rather not take on that contract. However, based off James Edwards' reporting in that article, it sounds like the Pistons are going to get offered that first round unprotected pick. So I think it's going to become a bidding war. Multiple teams will be willing to give that first round pick. And now it just becomes who's going to be willing to give up stuff around that first round pick. And like we included in that first segment, the New York Knicks are giving a lot. Now you're taking on a contract back, which you're going to have to do. A lot of these contending teams don't just have $30 million in cap space to eat Bojan Bogdanović contract without having to match salaries. So just like in that first segment with the Knicks, you're eating a contract here with the Dallas Mavericks. And this trade is Davis Bertans, Jaden Hardy, which is an intriguing young prospect, a very cheap one too, and the Dallas Mavericks 2024 first-round draft pick. So you're not getting a draft pick in this year's draft, but you're getting a first in next year's draft. You're getting that intriguing prospect in Jaden Hardy, which I know a lot of you guys are really high on. I know a lot of you guys really like Jaden Hardy, and he's actually played well in the time that he's been able to play over in Dallas. But in order to get those guys, you are eating Davis Bertans' contract, which is 3 years at $16 million a year. Now, Davis Bertans, now I know Evan Fournier from the first one. Evan Fournier has not played well this year at all. He's played very little, and he's struggled since going over to New York. So there's risk there as well. But Davis Bertans is actually the best example, I should say, of someone who had a great year, turned that into a hefty bag, and hasn't come close to repeating it since. Now, he got this contract in 2020 from the Washington Wizards, where he was one of the best shooters in the entire NBA. He had a good first 5 years where he averaged shooting 39% from beyond the arc. He had a year where he shot 43%, back-to-back years where he shot 43 and 42%. But since then, he has not shot well at all and is one of the worst contracts in the entire NBA. Now, I don't want that contract. I don't. I don't think anyone wants that contract. And I feel like with some players that are on a bad contract, they're fine players. They're just on a really bad contract, so teams don't want it. And I feel like those players are ones the Pistons will be more interested in taking because they're in a position with the cap space that they have where they can take on a little bit of expensive guys if they actually will be able to contribute. Like, for example, this is a very extreme example, But Tobias Harris is a really damn good player, but he's not worth the Supermax, however much he's being paid. That's way too much. But he's a really good player. It's not that he's a bad player. He's just on a really bad contract, a really, really expensive contract. Now, I'm not saying a player of that caliber will be available, but my overall point of all this, to get all the way back to what I was trying to say, Dallas Bertans, I don't believe, is one of those players. I don't believe he's one of those players who's a fine player. He's just really overpaid. I think at this point, he's just a bad player on a really bad contract. Like, that's what makes it really worrisome. So I'm scared of this deal. I'm not the biggest fan of this, but I know the Dallas Mavericks are interested in Boyan. I know the Dallas Mavericks are interested in Sadiq and Nerlens Noel. So I included them here, and the best I could come up with was for taking Davis Bertans, you get a first-round pick and Jaden Hardy. And I guess it would really depend on two things for the Pistons. How high are they on Jaden Hardy? And are they willing to swallow that contract for 3 years at $16 million a year with Davis Bertans? Do they think that he could be some kind of contributor? I don't know. So, again, like I said, it's not my favorite trade, but with the Mavericks being interested, I had to come up with something, and this is the one I came up with. So let me know what you guys think about that. Would you guys do this trade? Let me know all that. Comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kukahill. So let's go ahead and get into another one here. I have quite a few. And again, like I said, at the end of the podcast, I have one for Sadiq Bey. We're going to save him all the way for the end of the podcast, so stay tuned for that. But let's go ahead and get into... All right, this one right here is another one that I came up with today. And I actually posted this one on Twitter. And this one involves the New Orleans Pelicans. And the reason why I'm including the New Orleans Pelicans in this, I'm not sure how interested they are. Oops, let me move this out the way for you guys on YouTube. I'm not sure how interested the Pelicans are in Boyan. But I think they would have to be at least a little bit interested, I should say, in Boyan Bogdanović because they are in such a good spot at the third seed. And I think if Zion's healthy, which he will be, he's coming back soon, and B.I. gets healthy, who he's coming back at some point this year, they're already the third seed. They have a really damn good team, really deep team. I have to assume they feel like they could make the finals this year. Zion's been that impactful. Their team is really deep. They have a really good squad, really good depth on the wings, and B.I. hasn't even played, and they're the third seed. So I have to believe they feel like this could be their year that they make the finals for real if they want to take advantage of it. And I think Boyan could help them if they want to try to go all in on this year without, and I don't think they are really sacrificing the future because their two main guys are Zion and B.I. So it's not like they're going all in on this year and then they can't do it future years. No. So the trade I have is Boyan Bogdanović for the Lakers first round pick they have right now, Jackson Hayes and Devontae Graham. Excuse me. Excuse me. I apologize for that. I had something in my throat. My goodness. Let me take a sip of that water real quick. All right. So the idea behind this trade right here is you're getting the Lakers first round pick, which I think a lot of us will agree, unless you guys can find me a different example, of any contending teams in the NBA that could be interested in Boyan Bogdanović. The Pelicans own the best pick possible, and that's the Lakers picks, not the Knicks, the Lakers. All the other teams that own their first-round pick this year, it's going to be in the later 10s of the draft, like 20 and beyond, 25 and beyond. And that's not great first-round pick. It's a first-round pick, but it's not a great one. The Pelicans, I think, and again, if you guys can find a different one, go ahead and let me know, but the Pelicans are the only contending team I see that could possibly have a good first-round pick for the Pistons if they wanted Boyan. So the Pistons get possibly the best first-round pickup of any contender. The Lakers may not even make the playoffs, so it could be a lottery pick. It could be. And at most, I think everyone believes that the very highest the Lakers make the play-in, which is still you're in the top half of the draft with that pick. So it's a really good pick if New Orleans wants to move off of it for Boyan. You get Devontae Graham, who's on not a great contract. He's there for salary matching purposes. It's 3 years, $11.5 million a year. And then, quote-unquote, the young prospect is Jackson Hayes, who hasn't played very much for the New Orleans Pelicans this year. And wherever you stand with Jackson Hayes, if you actually think he's a good young prospect. The thing is, if you're going to get a first-round pick as good as this one, the young prospect is not going to be as good. So if the first-round pick is like really bad, is like the 29th, 28th, that's when you want the young prospect to make up for some of the lacking value you're getting from the first-round pick. This is just the opposite. You're getting a really good first-round pick, so the young prospect isn't going to be as bona fide as it would be in other trades. So, and me personally, I think Jackson Hayes still has a future. I think he's a prospect. I don't think he's a great one. I don't know if anyone would really call him a good one right now. I know he's buried on a really good Pelicans team. I don't know if that has a lot to do with it. But he's a young prospect nonetheless. You're getting that first-round pick from the Lakers, which I really, really like. And it really just comes down to two things. One, would the Pelicans actually do this? One of the Locked On Pelicans podcast host, Jake Madison, he tweeted at this and he said he thinks that there would have to be protections on the first round pick, top eight. I don't know if the Pistons would want to do that because the Lakers pick could shoot up if they miss the playoffs. They could win the lottery or something. Who knows? Something crazy like that. So I don't think the Pistons would want that first round pick protected. So I don't know if the Pelicans would actually do this. I don't know. So there's that. And then two, would the Pistons want Devontae Graham's contract on the books for 3 years at $11.5 million a year? I don't think it's too much money. I think Devontae Graham is overpaid. I'm not the biggest fan of Devontae Graham, but I don't think he's just flat-out awful either. I think he could play sparing minutes for you, and you could probably survive with that contract on your books if you're getting that first-round pick and you really like it. So that's the next one I have. Let me know what you guys think about that one. Comment section down below or over on Twitter. When we come back, we'll get into the final two trades. One of them is a Bojan trade, and one of them is a Sadiq Bey trade. We'll talk about those when we come back. But first, I got to tell you guys about one of our sponsors, BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball to the NFL playoffs this week and moving forward. They've got it all at BetOnline.net. If you love sports podcasts, you can even find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends in action today. And if you head over to BetOnline.net and you hit on that basketball tab, you'll see that they have the betting favorites for championship odds. They got most improved player of the year odds, MVP odds, rookie of the year odds, coach of the year odds, sixth man of the year odds, all that stuff, including odds on the NFL playoffs, who's going to win, Super Wild Card Weekend, the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff over at BetOnline.net. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about their trends and action today. BetOnline, where the game starts. So I want to thank you guys again for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on all your podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel at Locked On Pistons, hit that subscribe button, or leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. That's another great way to support the podcast. All right. So let's go ahead and get into these final two trades that I have created involving Bojan Bogdanović and Sadiq Bey. So this one right here, I think you guys have seen a lot of. I think you guys have seen this trade a lot. Those of you guys on YouTube, you guys already see it. But this one's involving the Los Angeles Lakers. And the Los Angeles Lakers, for sure, are one of the heaviest interested teams or have the heaviest interest in Bojan. They're trying to make a move. They want to make a move. I don't know if you guys are seeing LeBron James interviews lately, his post-game interview after what Russ just did at the end of the last game against the Sixers. LeBron's getting sick of it. LeBron's getting done. They're going to have to do something, or LeBron might ask out. Like, he's getting sick of that stuff that's going on over there, all right? So they got to make a move. And Bojan's one of the biggest, if not the biggest asset on the market right now. The Lakers have two assets that are really valued across the league. So, the trade I have proposed is Bojan Bogdanović, Alec Burks, and Nerlens Noel. The Pistons are giving up all of their veteran guys that are valued across the league, all of their veteran guys that are wanted by contending teams. And in return, they get both the Lakers' first-round picks in 27 and 29. Both picks are extremely valued across the entire league right now. So even if you don't want to hold on to them and pick the 13-year-old, the 12-year-old, listen, I hear you guys complain about it all the time. The 12-year-old isn't going to help us. the 11-year-old isn't going to help us next year. Well, you know what will help you guys next year? You know what will help the Pistons next year? When a team that will want the 13-year-old, the 12-year-old from 27, 29, and you can trade both those picks and go get a legit player. We can package those picks with some of the young players, and now all of a sudden you go get an all-star. That's who will help you next year. So just remember that. You get both the first-round picks that everyone wants, and you get Russell Westbrook. You get Russell Westbrook to come back in return for Bojan, Alec Burks, and Lonzo Ball. Now, again, what makes this deal, again, is the two first-round picks. I just explained. Even if you don't want to hold on to them, even if you don't want the 13-year-old, 12-year-old, you have very valuable trade pieces at that point. Very, very valuable trade pieces, along with some of the young core you have. So you can package the young core with these picks and go get somebody, especially with the cap space the Pistons have. They don't have to match salary in the offseason. They can just take on the contract from a guy that they can go after. So they have the cap space to do it. They have some young core pieces to do it. Now they just need picks. Once they get some picks, if they can get some picks, they have that complete package now. And the Pistons will be, if they can get some picks, they'll be one of the main teams that constantly get put into trade rumors because they'll have the package to go after somebody. Now, you're getting back Russell Westbrook, who is on a one-year, $47 million deal. So you're opening up that cap space right there. The Pistons are sending back $10 million, that's 30, $38 million back to the Lakers. So actually, the Pistons would be actually creating $9 million in cap space for themselves in the offseason once Russell Westbrook's contract is off the books. And I think the Pistons would probably buy him out as soon as he got here. I don't think Russ would want to stay here. I don't think the Pistons would want Russ to play for them anyways. I think he would just get here, get bought out, and then go sign with the team of his choosing. But that's what you're getting with this trade. Now, at the cost of getting both those first-round picks to be able to use in the offseason for trades, the Pistons are indeed giving up all of their veterans. Now, I don't think we're sweating too much about Nerlens Noel. Bojan Bogdanović going to be traded anyways. I feel like a lot of people have accepted, and it sounds like the Pistons are moving closer and closer to being willing to move him, according to the report from the Athletic article. But Alec Burks is the one that it doesn't sound like the Pistons really want to move on from, and a lot of us are okay with keeping because he's cheap and he serves a good role off the bench. However, if the Pistons can get both those first-round picks, I would do this. I would do this because I think it really is that big of a deal to have both those picks with the cap space they have this summer, with some of the young core pieces. I really think the Pistons can go get a star with that kind of package. I do. I think in the offseason they really could get a star on the wing. And now you're looking at Cade, Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren. You got Isaiah Stewart, or if he's included in the trade, let's not use him, but use those three guys with the top pick that they're going to have themselves. That could be Victor Wembanyama or even Scoot Henderson or Amen or whoever. It's a really good draft. Have that plus the guy you can go get in a trade with this. I would really like this trade. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This is a trade I really would want to do. I just don't know if the Lakers are the Lakers willing to move off both of them for this. It sounds like for the majority of the year, they've been unwilling to move off of both those first round picks. But I think with how LeBron's acting recently, some of his comments, I don't think they want to piss off LeBron even more. And he's 38, and he's playing really damn good basketball. You don't want to waste this. I think eventually they get pushed into doing a trade with both these picks. I think the Pistons could be the team that gives them the package for both first-round picks. That's the deal I have for you guys right there. Let me know what you guys think about that. Comment section down below or over on Twitter at Kuka Hill. All right, so the last one that we have, this one is just for Sadiq Bey. And the reason why I include one for Sadiq Bey is for two reasons. One, we've seen some rumors about the Pistons being willing to move on from him lately. Doesn't mean they're shopping him, but it sounds like that they're listening to some offers. And two, I saw a report that a specific team is really interested in Sadiq Bey. And this team that's interested in him, I think he is literally the perfect, like, I think he matches perfectly within their franchise. So I include a trade with these guys, and that is the Miami Heat. So in this trade, the Pistons are giving up Sadiq Bey and Nerlens Noel. They're getting back Duncan Robinson for salary filler purposes, who is on a four-year, $16.9 million contract per year. They get Nikola Jovic, which is an intriguing young prospect. I like Jovic. I think he's very intriguing. and they get the Heat first-round pick from this year's draft. Why would the Pistons do this? Well, Nerlens Noel is leaving either way. Nerlens Noel, I refuse to believe, is not going to be traded. So let's just forget about him for a second. Sadiq Bey has been very up and down throughout his career. He's been very up and down this season. We've talked about it quite a lot on the podcast, and I know he's had a really good last four games. He's been better last four games. But his archetype right now, unless he figures some things out, and maybe he does. We're not saying he can't figure it out. But I think at this point, I think the Pistons and Pistons fans have never been more uncertain about what Sadiq Bey's actual role is moving forward on a winning team. So you have some questions involving Sadiq Bey. So if you're actually thinking about moving on from him, and you're interested in moving on from him, you want to hear some deals. The Heat sound like they're really interested in him. I think that would be a really good place for Sadiq to go to. I think he'd fit in really well. I think it would do great things for his development. That's first. So you'd be doing right from Sadiq by Sadiq, in my opinion. You get Duncan Robinson, who, this is the type of player I talked about at the beginning of the podcast. I think he's a good player. He's just on a really bad contract. So I think the Pistons could be able to take him and actually use him. I do think he's a good player. He's just really expensive. And the Pistons have cap space to be able to do that. They have cap space to eat a larger contract for a player that may actually contribute for them next year. I think he can. I think he's a really good shooter. And I think they need that. I think they need a movement shooter like him who can move off of screens, catch off pin downs and shoot, run off handoffs and shoot, spot up shooter. He's a really damn good shooter. I'm not reading into this year's numbers. He's played very, very sparingly. He's been in and out the rotation. I'm not reading into his numbers. Over the last 3 years, this is a dude that's been a 41% three-point shooter on 8.2 attempts. I think when he does play consistently for a team, he's one of the best shooters in the entire NBA. So, again, he's a bad contract, but I think he actually is a fine player the Pistons could use. Nikola Jovic is a really interesting young prospect at 6'10". I like him. And the Pistons are getting a first-round pick for Sadiq. Now, do I think the Heat would give up all this for Sadiq? I think possibly, because they'd be getting off Duncan Robinson's contract, which is why they're attaching the first-round pick to it, and then doing a swap of Jovic for Sadiq. So in the Pistons' eyes, they're getting a player that can help them next year and moving forward with Duncan Robinson shooting, spreading the floor. They're getting a first-round pick and a young prospect just for Sadiq Bey, because Nerlens Noel is not in their future plans. And I think Nerlens Noel could play for the Heat and help them. So I like this deal. I think I would take this deal. I would, for Sadiq Bey. Doesn't mean I'm actually chopping him. Doesn't mean I think the Pistons have to get rid of him. It doesn't mean I think that Sadiq has to go or anything. But if a deal is out there and they are shopping and the Heat offer this trade, I would take it. I would take it. So let me know what you guys think about that in the comment section down below or over on Twitter at KookaHill. That's all I've got for you guys today. Send me your guys' fake trades at the same places. You guys know where to find me. I want to see what you guys are thinking. If you guys have some players that you think might be traded that we aren't talking about, I don't think a lot of you guys will, but you guys can send me those fake trades too. But just let me know where you guys think Bojan is going to go, where Nerlens Noel will go. Do you think the Pistons aren't going to make any trades at all still? I advise all of you guys to go check out James Edwards III's The Athletic piece before you guys come up with your answers. Go check it out at The Athletic. It provides a lot of context. But that's all I've got for you guys today, man. We got some juicy episodes coming. I got some fun things coming this week and next week. Should be a lot of fun. Stay tuned. But that's all I've got for you guys today. Thank you guys for making Locked On Pistons your first listen of every single day. We are free and available on our podcast platforms. If you haven't already, head to the YouTube channel, Locked On Pistons. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on. And until next time, I'll see you guys later. Stay safe, go Pistons, and peace out.